Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, we take you back now to last Monday afternoon. The gang is gathered at Jack's house to discuss this week's program. The conference is just about to break up as we listen in.
So it's decided then. That's what we'll do on next Sunday's program. Okay, Mary?
Sounds good to me. But Jack, why isn't Dennis here?
I don't know. I told him to be here at my house at 2 o'clock today. Phil, any questions about the show?
Yeah, Jackson, I still think the band should get to play a number all the way through.
We tried that once and it didn't work. When the number was half over, half of the guys kept playing.
So what's wrong with that?
Don't you think they ought to finish together?
I've learned them how to start together. Give them time, will you? They'll learn.
Phil, all the guys in the band have to do is to learn to count 32 bars. When they play 32 bars, the number is over. They know what a bar is, don't they?
Are you kidding? They practically live in one.
I don't mean that kind of bar. Another thing, I don't care how your boys dress for rehearsal, but for the broadcast, I want them all wearing ties.
They all wore ties last Sunday, didn't they?
I mean with shirts. Now, Don, you'll get the Sportsman Quartet to come up with a commercial.
I certainly will, Jack, and it'll be a smash.
Remember, I want a commercial with taste, with class. Now, writers, I think we need a surefire joke right at the beginning of... What happened to the writers?
They fell asleep an hour ago.
Oh, for goodness sake. If they were sleepy, why didn't they have some more coffee? They know that refills are free. Well, I'll tell them when they wake up.
I still wonder why Dennis hasn't shown up. Jack, don't you think you should call his house and find out what's wrong?
Yes, I'll do that. Excuse me, I'll be back in a minute.
Say, doesn't Jack have a birthday coming up soon?
He sure does. It's on the 14th, Valentine's Day.
I wonder if we ought to do something for him.
For Jackson? That tight one?
Oh, Phil, Jack's all right. Otherwise, he wouldn't have stayed with him all these years. Of course, he does have his faults, but we all do.
Speak for yourself, Wilson. I ain't got no faults.
Don's right, Phil. I think we should do something for Jack's birthday.
We could take him out to dinner at a nice restaurant.
That's you all over, Don. Always thinking about food.
He's got a good idea, Phil. You know what we could do? We could take Jack to Chicago for a couple of days and buy him a nice dinner while we're there.
Why Chicago, Livy?
Because Jack was born there. Besides, Chicago's a wonderful city.
Say, that's a great idea, Mary.
If we got the 8 o'clock train tonight, we could spend a couple of days in Chicago and be back in plenty of time to rehearse Sunday's show.
Yeah, but what about the element of surprise? If we invite Jack to come with us, he'll suspect something, won't he?
We won't invite him. We'll just let him find out that we're going, and he'll invite himself. That way he won't suspect anything because he'll think he wasn't even included in our plans.
Yeah, when Jackson hears we're going to Chicago, he'll want to tag along like a lost puppy.
Shh, he's coming.
Did you get Dennis on the phone, Jack?
No, there was no answer. I wonder what that kid... Oh, maybe that's him now.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, we were wondering what happened to you. Didn't I tell you to be here at 2 o'clock?
Yes, but I forgot to ask whether you meant a.m. or p.m.
Oh, for goodness sake. You should have known it was 2 p.m. I wouldn't schedule a conference for 2 in the morning.
I found that out last night.
You mean you showed up here at my house at 2 o'clock this morning?
Yes, but all the lights were out, so I went back home. I got to bed so late that I overslept. That's why I'm late.
Well, now I've heard everything. Dennis, when you got here at 2 o'clock this morning, why didn't you ring the bell? You could have spent the night here.
At the rate you charge for a room? No, thank you.
That includes breakfast, you know.
Some breakfast, a cup of coffee, and a 3-day-old Cimarron roll.
Those Cimarron rolls improve with age.
Dennis?
Yes, please?
Dennis, Phil and Don and I are going to Chicago tonight to spend a couple of days. Would you want to come with us?
Yes, I'd like that very much, Miss Livingston.
You're going to Chicago? And you're going without little me?
Well, we didn't think you'd care to come, Jack.
What? You at least could have invited me. All I can say is, what?
You're certainly welcome to join us, Jack.
Sure, Jackson. The more the merrier.
Yes, I'd like to get away for a couple of days. While we're there, I'd like to take a little side trip to Waukegan. I grew up there, you know.
Well, we better get going. Gang, we've all got packing to do.
I'll need some help in deciding what clothes to take along.
You will?
Sure. I don't know anything about Chicago weather.
Do you think your bass player would let me borrow his bass fiddle case for the trip?
Sure, Jackson, there'll be no problem. I'll drop it off here on the way to the train station.
Let's all meet at the railroad station at 7:30. The train leaves at 8.
On your way out, please take a moment to see the fine selection of Valentine cards that are being offered for sale. Valentine's Day is only a few days off, you know. The prices are very reasonable.
Oh, brother. See you later, Jack.
So long, gang.
See you at the train station, Jack.
I'd better do some packing myself. Oh, Rochester.
Yes, Mr. Benny.
Rochester. The gang and I are leaving tonight for Chicago. I'll be gone for a few days. I'll need you to help me pack some things.
What do you want to take along?
I want to take my violin.
Your violin?
I'll need to practice while I'm away. You see, Rochester, a great artist must constantly strive for perfection. Now, my legato playing is near perfect. My pizzicato leaves very little to be desired. But I'll be the first to admit that my spiccato could stand some slight improvement. Now, you've heard me play many times, and you heard Isaac Stern on the radio last night. How would you compare my violin playing to his?
Oh, boss, come now. Here's your violin, Mr. Benny.
Okay.
You want to take your storm coat, muffler, mittens, and galoshes?
No, I won't be needing any of that. The winters in Chicago are so mild.
What about a hat? You want to keep your head warm?
No, my hair will do that.
Well, what if it blows off?
Yeah, you're right. Chicago is the windy city.
Okay, I'll pack some shirts, ties, socks, underwear, and pajamas for you.
Yeah, the usual things. Toothbrush, razor. You know, on second thought, you better pack my overcoat, muffler, and mittens.
Well, you planning on spending much time outdoors?
No, but the hotel where I stay doesn't offer heated rooms. You can't beat the rates, though.
Do you have any last-minute instructions for me, boss?
Oh, yes. Valentine's Day is only a week off, and I've got tons of Valentines left. Put a big sign out in front, Valentine's, in big red letters.
Yes, sir.
If I don't sell them this week, I'll have to warehouse them for another year, and I don't know... Answer the door, Rochester.
A bakery man. Oh, hello, Mr. Benny. Need any baked goods today?
Well,
how about a nice mince pie?
Is the mince meat fresh?
I just slaughtered a mince this morning.
No, I don't think so. You don't have any rhubarb pies, do you?
No, we're not equipped to make them. Our pie pans aren't long enough.
Well, I don't think I want a pie anyway. You see, I'm leaving tonight for Chicago.
Then why don't you buy a few sweet rolls to eat on the train?
Say, that's an idea. What kind of sweet rolls have you got?
I've got crescents, Bismarcks, and Peking rolls.
Peking rolls? Don't you mean pecan rolls?
Peking rolls. These came over on a slow boat from China.
No, I don't want any of those. Some sweet rolls would be nice for the trip, though.
If you're going to Chicago, I'd suggest Long John's.
Stop being so silly. Do you have any donuts?
I got some donuts in the truck, Mr. Benny, but I wouldn't sell them to you.
Why not?
They're defective. They got big holes in them.
You know, those jokes of yours are pretty stale.
Well, you should try one of my donuts.
Say, have you got elephant ears?
No, I slept funny last night.
Oh, stop. Do you have any cupcakes in the truck?
Yeah, I got cupcakes.
Do they have icing on top?
No, I only got the plain ones.
I like my cupcakes with icing.
When you get to Chicago, put them outside for a while.
Don't be so smart. Look, if you have any Cimarron rolls, I'll take half a dozen of them.
Okay, I got some nice fresh ones with me.
I usually get the three-day-old ones. You always let me have them for half price.
Sorry, these were just baked this morning.
No three-day-old Cimarron rolls, eh?
I could wait around for 3 days if you let me use your phone to call my wife.
Oh, forget it. Forget the whole thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
I'll need some money for the trip. I'll get some from the vault. Gosh, I just happened to think my birthday's just a few days off. I can't tell anybody. If I do, they'll know I'm a year older. 39 is a good age. As long as I don't have any birthdays, I can remain 39 forever. Of course, it would be nice to get birthday presents. No, better I should stay at 39. Yep, I'll just keep my birthday a secret.
Oh, who goes there?
It's me, Ed, Mr. Benny.
What's the password?
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
That's good to see you, Mr. Benny. This is exciting. It gets lonesome down here. Would you mind telling me what time it is?
It's 3:45.
Thank you, but I meant what time of year?
Oh, yes, it's winter, Ed, the second week of February.
The baseball season will be starting before too long, won't it?
It sure will. Do you follow baseball?
I did, when I was on the outside.
We'll have to get you one of those televisions down here.
What are those?
Well, Ed, the television is like a radio with moving pictures.
Oh, I know about moving pictures, but what is radio?
I'll tell you about it sometime. It's a wonderful invention.
How's the war going, Mr. Benny?
The war?
I'd hate to see all those states secede from the Union.
Oh, that war ended a long time ago, Ed. No, they didn't secede.
What brings you down here today, Mr. Benny? Putting some more money in the vault?
No, Ed. Actually, I came down to take some money out.
My, this is more exciting than I thought.
Yes, I'm taking a little trip.
This vault is getting pretty full.
Let's see if I remember the combination. Right to 45, left 3 turns to 60, right 2 turns to 15, and back left to 110. Now we'll see if it opens. $50 ought to be enough. I'll only be gone 4 or 5 days. No, I'll take 40. If I have it in my pocket, I'll only spend it. Well, so long, Ed.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
I'd better get ready. I gotta finish packing and be at the train station at 7:30.
Your attention, please. Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for your help with the luggage, Rochester. I'll see you in a few days. Call me if anything comes up.
So long, boss.
Jack, over here.
Oh, Mary.
What have you got in that bass fiddle case?
Well, when I travel, I always carry a lot of stuff, you know. Have you bought your ticket?
No, I'm going to do it now. I just got here.
Would you mind getting mine while you're there?
I'll be glad to, Jack.
Here's some money. I want to get a bite to eat before we board.
But, Jack, you can get a delicious meal on the train.
I know, but I thought I'd just grab a bite here in the station.
You're just too cheap to buy a meal on the train. Jack, you should be ashamed. Why, with your money, you could buy this railroad.
I did, last week. Oh, excuse me, Mary. Carry your bag, miss?
No, thank you.
Jack, will you take off that red cap?
Oh, all right.
Well, I'd better go buy our train tickets. I'll meet you at the refreshment stand.
Okay. I'm really not very hungry, but I should get a little something. Here's a pizza counter.
Hey, bud. Bud.
What?
Come here a minute.
What is it?
What are you doing?
Thought I'd get a small pizza before I board my train.
What kind of pizza?
Well, I hadn't decided. I thought I might get a pepperoni or possibly anchovies. Or I might try their special combination.
Uh-uh.
What?
Mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella cheese?
It's your best bet.
It is?
Yeah. It always comes out on top.
It does.
Trust me. Mozzarella cheese. Very good in the stretch.
You're certainly right about that.
With mozzarella, you can't lose.
You know, on second thought, I don't think I'll get a pizza. I see a taco stand across the way. I think I'll see what they have.
In that case, bud, put your money on jalapeno peppers. They're hot.
I order my lunch from a menu, not a racing form. Goodbye. No matter where I go, I always run into that guy.
Your attention, please. Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. There's plenty of seating available, folks.
I do like Mexican food. I wonder what they have at this taco stand. I'll ask the man. Pardon me, are you in charge of this counter?
See?
Well, I think I'd like to get something to eat. What's your name?
Sai.
Sai?
See?
How's business today, Sai?
Slow.
Slow?
See?
I see you have tacos filled with pork.
See?
What kind of hog does that pork come from?
Sow.
Sow?
See.
Well, I don't know if I want one of those. What's that boiling in that pot, Si?
Stew.
Stew?
See.
Do you have any kind of salad? Oh, that bowl, it looks like shredded cabbage. What do you call that?
Slaw.
Slaw?
See.
I just don't know what to get. Everything looks so good. I've never eaten here before. Now, Sai, supposing I should eat some of your food and get sick from it, what could I do?
Sue.
Sue?
See?
Now cut that out! I think I'll just go across the way and get a hot dog.
Your attention, please. Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Coop. Cucamonga. Would anybody like to go to Anaheim, Azusa, or Cucamonga, please?
By the time I finish my hot dog, Mary should be back with the tickets. This is a nice-looking hot dog stand.
Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like them and they're all red hot.
Wow, Mr. Kitzel.
Oh, Mr. Benny. Fancy meeting you here. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have a hot dog before I board my train.
Oh, are you going to Anaheim, Azusa, or Cucamonga?
No, but I wish someone would. If the railroad loses money, I lose money.
Yes, I heard you bought the railroad last week. Here is your hot dog, Mr. Benny. That's 15 cents, please.
Here you are. Mr. Kitzel, you've got the mustard in the middle and the pickle on top.
You're holding it upside down.
Oh, sorry. So how's business, Mr. Kitzel?
Very good, Mr. Benny. You know, there is nothing like having your own business.
You really like being your own boss, eh, Mr. Kitzel?
Me? My own boss? If Mrs. Kitzel heard you saying that, I'd really be in the pickle. You should pardon the expression.
Does your wife run the business?
No. I run the business, but my wife runs me.
Well, that sounds like a good arrangement.
I'm happy.
This is a delicious hot dog.
For you, Mr. Benny, I put it on a poppy seed bun.
Thank you.
So, where are you headed for, Mr. Benny?
The gang and I are going to Chicago for a couple of days.
Chicago, a beautiful city.
Oh, have you ever been in Chicago?
Have I ever been in Chicago? For 3 years, I lived in Chicago.
Did you sell hot dogs there?
I had the concessions at Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park. I sold hot dogs at all the baseball games.
Well, were you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
Neither. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan.
You are?
Sure. I'm originally from Boston. Doesn't my accent give me away?
Why, yes, now that I think of it, you do speak like a Bostonian.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Benny. Here comes another customer. Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top, just the way you like them and they're all red hot.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Your attention, please. The train on track 5 has been canceled. Even the train crew didn't want to go to Anaheim, Azusa, or Cucamonga.
I got the train tickets, Jack. Here's yours.
Oh, thanks, Mary.
By the way, Jack, instead of staying at that cheap hotel where you usually stay, why don't you stay with us at the Stevens?
Well,
Oh, come on. It's a beautiful hotel, and it's right on Michigan Avenue.
All right, I will. And after we get unpacked, let's take a stroll on the avenue.
Okay. Oh, look, there's Don and Phil and Dennis over by the information booth.
Oh, yeah. Hey, fellas, it's almost train time. Let's get aboard. Chicago, here we come. Mary was right. The Stevens is a beautiful hotel. While the others are in the coffee shop, I might as well register. Oh, clerk. Clerk.
Yes.
Can I register here?
Register for what, sir?
For a room. What do you think I want to register for? The draft?
At your age, don't be ridiculous.
Look, I'm Jack Benny, and I want to register for a room.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes, and I'll be practicing my violin during my stay. I want a room that's soundproof so that I won't be disturbed.
So that you won't be disturbed.
Yes, that's right.
Mister, I've heard you play. Don't worry, I'll see that you have a soundproof room.
Good, and I also want a view of the lake.
Oh, you do?
Yes. On a cloudless day, the reflection of the azure sky in the still water of Lake Michigan is the same shade of blue as my eyes.
In the room I'm giving you, mister, there won't be any view.
What?
I'm putting you and your violin in the second sub-basement.
The second sub-basement? Now, wait a minute. How much is the room?
$5 a night.
Well, what kind of a room is it? What about the furniture?
Oh, there's a nice army cot, a wooden stool, and a darling little nightstand.
Is the lighting good?
There's a bear bulb hanging from the ceiling.
$5, eh? Is there a shower?
No, but if you build a bonfire, the sprinkler system will turn on.
Will the room be warm enough?
Will it? It's right next to the boiler.
Well, I think I'll take it. Don't I get a key to my room?
Oh, no, you don't get a key.
What do you mean I don't get a key?
There's no door.
No door?
That space used to be the coal bin before we converted to oil. I do hope you don't mind a little dust.
Dust? Do I get maid service?
For $5 a night?
Look, you as much as said my room is full of coal. Now I think I'm entitled to a clean room.
If you want your room clean, you can clean it yourself. There's plenty of shovels down there.
Now wait a minute. I don't want the room in the second sub-basement. What else can you offer me?
The only other place where your violin would disturb the guests is the presidential suite in the tower.
I'll take it. How much is it?
$100 a night.
Yay! I think I'll take the coal bin after all. I'm only staying for two nights.
Good.
Here's $10 for two nights.
Thank you, Mr. Betty. I sincerely hope you enjoy your stay at the Stevens Hotel.
Well, do you really hope I'll enjoy my stay?
No. But I'm required to say that to all the guests. Good public relations, you know. Now, if you'll excuse me, the stairway is around the corner and straight back.
Thanks. $100 a night? That's ridiculous. For that kind of money, I could pay Dennis's salary for 3 weeks. Oh, here's the stairway. I've never seen such a long flight of steps. Even my vault isn't this far underground. That smells like chop suey. I must be getting close to China. Oh, here it is. Second sub-basement. It's awfully dark down here. I think I see a light bulb ahead. That must be my room. I better get unpacked. I told Mary I'd meet her and we'd take a walk along Michigan Avenue. Mary, before we take our walk, I want to call my producer. He's trying to line up a guest for week after next.
All right, Jack. You can use one of the phones here in the lobby.
Yeah, I hope Mr. Buffington is in.
Number, please.
Operator, I want long distance, please. I'm calling NBC in Hollywood. The number is Palisade 8992.
Hollywood, Palisade 8992. Deposit $1.25 for the first 3 minutes, please.
There won't be any second 3 minutes, operator. I'm a man of few words.
But only on long distance.
Mary, please.
I'm ringing your party.
Thank you, operator.
NBC, your network for comedy. Radio home of Fred Allen, Eddie Cantor, Bob Hope, Red Skelton, Fibber McGee and Molly, and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
What about Jack Benny?
One moment, please. Mabel, we got anybody here by the name of Jack Benny?
Nobody I ever heard of, and I've been here 5 years.
Wait, would you mind repeating what you said when you answered the phone?
Okay. NBC, your network for comedy. Radio home of Fred Allen, Eddie Cantor, Bob Hope, Red Skelton, Fibber McGee and Molly, and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
But aren't you omitting somebody important? Another famous comedian, star of stage, screen, and radio.
He's right, Gertrude. You did leave out somebody important. Let me show you how it's done. NBC, your network for comedy. Radio home of Fred Allen, Eddie Cantor, Bob Hope, Red Skelton, Fibber McGee, and Molly, and Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snud.
But what about Jack Benny?
I'm sorry, sir. There's nobody here by that name.
I'm Jack Benny.
To whom do you wish to speak to?
I want to talk to Mr. Buffington, my producer.
I'll ring his office.
What a team they have on a switchboard.
Jack Benny. Oh, I know. He's on that Sunday program.
Which program?
You know that program with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Don Wilson, and Mel Blanc?
Yeah.
Jack Benny's on that program.
Oh. And I always thought he was just one of Mel Blanc's voices.
Mabel, Jack Benny is a real flesh-and-blood man, if you use your imagination.
What's he look like?
Big blue eyes, toupee, drives a Maxwell, thinks he's a star.
And you say you know him?
Oh, I sure do. I got a Valentine from him a couple of days ago.
Oh, he must be the romantic type if he sends Valentine.
Oh, he didn't send it to me. He sold it to me.
Oh.
Come to think of it, though, he did have a crush on you.
He did?
Sure. He asked you out right before he left town.
Well, I sure don't remember him. Guess he didn't make much of an impression. How long ago was that?
Yesterday.
How soon we forget.
This call is costing me money. My 3 minutes are nearly up. I've never heard such dippy switchboard operator.
We heard that, Mr. Benny.
You mean you two girls have been listening to me? Why, you ought to be ashamed.
You ought to be proud. You haven't had that many listeners all season.
Look, can I talk to Mr. Buffington or not?
There's no answer. Shall I keep ringing?
3 minutes. Please signal when through for overtime charges.
I'm through. Well, I'll be seeing Mr. Buffington in a few days anyway.
Come on, Jack. Let's go outside.
Well, that was part one of that tribute to the Jack Benny program presented in 1994, 100 years after the birthday of Jack Benny in 1894. And I told you I hadn't heard that program since the day we did it 26 years ago. And, gee, I was amazed by the audience response. They laughed in the right places, and I can't get over it. Connie Shaughnessy was in the audience. I think she must have been signaling them when to laugh because the script wasn't that funny. Oh, my. Anyway, it's Jack Benny month on Those Were the Days, and we'll get back to our Jack Benny Centennial special in just a moment.